Okay, last up before we bring up Amber and Dragonfly, we have Apollo, who has been in the scene for a long, long time, and he's active on the list right now, and he's kind of started this Moksha tribe thing, which is kind of cool, too. So here he is.
Ravers, hey! I do have a prepared speech, but it's mercifully short. But I have to say, I guess I'm living evidence that dancing for 25 years and leading a dissolute and wild lifestyle isn't really bad for you. So here I am. Come on, dancing. So I wrote something that I sort of borrowed from Abe Lincoln, the Gettysburg Address. Now I'm going to call it the McLaren Address. 10 years ago, Brian Behlendorf brought forth upon the internet a new electronic community, conceived in the freedom of expression of the early rave and house music culture, and dedicated to the proposition that, as Brian put it, our method of communication could be a model, a basis for something bigger. Even as we were having the time of our lives, we began to identify things in the scene, and even in the world, that we wanted to see changed. SF Raves became a channeler for memes, for emotions, for expressions on what house culture is and how San Francisco is, could be the center of it all. Now we are engaged in a war of oppression, testing whether this loving family, this rave community, and our brothers and sisters worldwide, uniting the ancient consciousness-raising, ego-melding, boundary-dissolving, non-stop dancing to a tribal beat with modern electronic technology can long endure. Why do they fear us so, these puritanical, spiritless oppressors? Because, as Jacques Applet said, music is prophecy. Its styles are ahead of the rest of society because it explores, much faster than material reality can, the entire range of possibilities. It makes audible a new world that will gradually become visible, that will impose itself and regulate the order of things. To these puritanical people, I say, you with no groove, you with no rhythm. You who fear that perhaps we are right and that our music is more powerful than you. You with a weak mind and soul. Our music, our dancing bodies shall prevail. It is for you, SF Ravers, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work that your brothers and sisters began 10 years ago. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that this family of ravers shall have a new birth of freedom and creativity, and that this art of raving, constructing temporary autonomous zones where bodies and spirits can unite as one, in peace, love, unity, and respect, shall not perish from the earth. Yeah. Rave on, ravers! Love y'all.